This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Hello, lucky ones. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Business Success Tips. I'm joined with Lee.
Hello.
And Paul.
Hi there.
And Tim's still here. He doesn't have a microphone, though.
That's right.
But he is here.
Okay.
Trust me. I know.
So what's the topic, Lee? I'm going to let you lead this one off.
No, wait a minute.
Only for about a minute, and then I'll take it over.
Wait a minute. Oh, I know. This is our guilt and worry show.
That's right.
Guilt oh, God. And worry.
I feel so terrible. Oh, man.
You know, it's all your fault.
I've been worried about the show all afternoon.
All afternoon.
It's just not going to come off for
That's
all.
Right. And I feel guilty about how crummy the last show was.
I do, too. That was a really bad
Trust
show.
I felt guilty about this show for months.
Actually, ever since we started, I felt kind of guilty and worried about what's going to happen.
Ever since I sobered up, I was.
That's right. Well, JC was saying about our consulting. You know, some reason people pay us $500 to have lunch with them, and JC goes, "What if they find out it's just like this whole big oops?" It's
What do you mean? What if they find out if you're wrong?
Oh, we've been wrong. It's sort of like
oh, hear that, everybody.
That's right.
Are your clients listening?
Right. No, I know one client listens for sure. I mean, I do have that worry or whatever that I'm not actually doing anything important. I don't touch the stuff. I just go out and have lunch with people and we eat. And most of actually our meetings are in restaurants, aren't they?
Well, now wait. So you work? Do you worry about that?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe you shouldn't be saying this.
Oh, wait. I want to hear more about this.
No, I mean, I'm worried that I'm, you know, people, I go out, have lunch with a friend of mine, and we, you know, sit down in a noisy restaurant, and I get paid $500.
Do you feel guilty about taking that much money?
Sometimes.
This is going to be a good show.
I
like this.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I really wonder if I'm actually helping the person or not, and then I'm afraid I make a mistake.
Well, but that's not advice. But if you wonder about whether you're effective or not, that's not a worry or a guilt in particular, I don't think. I mean, worry is concern about the future, and guilt is concern about the past, right? Okay. And so you can't live in the now if you're doing worry and guilt. You're not living in the moment at all. You're somewhere else altogether.
Right. The present is the present because it's a present.
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the bottom line to worry and guilt is that they're not about the moment, so they're of no value in your life. And if you spend a great deal of your time worrying or feeling guilty, then you're wasting your life.
Well, some people felt if they wouldn't worry, they wouldn't plan for the possible catastrophes that could happen, and then catastrophes would happen.
But that's planning, not worrying. It's great to plan. There's nothing wrong with planning. There's also nothing wrong with reflecting on your past to make better decisions in the future.
That's a very fine line between reflecting and guilt and
planning. No, it's not. Not at all. Guilt is when you're feeling really bad about something you might have done in the past.
Well, doesn't guilt cause people to do good? And they feel so guilty about it. I mean, if you, for example, a president, I won't mention the name, and you send a bunch of people over to die for no particular reason other than make some money, didn't even work well, and the whole country went to shit, and you lost everything, and you kill all these people, went, oh, well.
Hey, talking about Russia that way is not nice.
Well, no.
Shouldn't he feel guilty about that?
No, he shouldn't feel guilty. He should say, hey, I'm going to change this. This is wrong. So there should be no guilt involved.
But guilt is what causes some people to make that decision.
Decisions by guilt are not necessarily, in fact, probably most of the time, they're the wrong decision. People do things out of guilt. People take care of their elderly parents because they feel guilty if they don't.
That's our whole justice system
that's
based on guilty or innocent.
That's a whole different issue. That's a whole different issue. But doing decisions or doing things as a result of guilt is totally the wrong way to make a decision. You don't take care of your parents because you feel guilty if you don't. You take care of your parents because you're proud of them and you love them.
What if you don't give a shit about your parents?
Learn to give a shit about them.
Yeah, but what if you don't?
Do I
make it up?
You got to. Yeah, make it up. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been making it up for years.
I've been worried about that a lot, actually.
And guess what? I don't worry about it, and I don't feel any guilt.
Now, okay, let's now, JC.
He takes money from me shamelessly. Don't you feel guilty about that?
Yeah,
no,
JC.
No, I don't. I'm a whore for money.
I want to hear JC's slant on worry and guilt, because here's a guy who, I'm sure there are some worries and guilt, but for the most part, he's trying to avoid it, which is a very good thing. Tell me about your worries and your guilt. Ready?
Well, all my worries are, they're stupid. I know they are on a conscious level.
But you're worried about the Vikings football team.
I think we should all be worried about the Vikings. At least their offense. Their defense is playing spectacularly. Mm. But
sorry I brought it up.
But, you know, after a while, you get to learn that just worrying is like, you can't, I mean, I can't help it. I mean, I've tried, and I've gotten better over there. I used to worry a lot when I was a kid. I couldn't sleep, you know, because I'd always be worrying about what's going to happen.
That's the fact. He wouldn't live with me.
No interruptions.
Excuse me.
Thank you. And then, you know, and over the years, I got a lot better, but I still have worries. But now I've gotten to a place where when I worry, I'm like, none of this is really ever going to happen, and this is really stupid what I'm doing right now. But you kind of got to go through it anyway, but you just kind of don't validate it.
I think that's a good point. I mean, you do worry about mostly things that never happen anyway. So that's a big energy drain. Both guilt and worry are a huge energy drain. They don't allow you to think straight because they're pretty much totally emotionally there. And good thinking isn't necessarily by emotion. It's by logic.
That's not true.
Oh, here we go. I knew I'd hit on something.
Things are emotional decisions.
The best decisions are emotional?
Some of the best decisions are coming from your heart, not your head. But we'll discuss that later.
That always gets me in trouble. I'd much rather go the logical route. I have someone who's very special to me who's been making emotional decisions, which are all wrong because this person isn't thinking logically.
But she could be making emotional decisions that are correct. I mean, not that the decisions she's making are correct, but you can still make emotional decisions.
Well, you don't make logical decisions wrong.
Okay,
so if you're going by logic, you're always going to make the right decision.
Between probably.
No, they don't. That's illogical.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. And it's true for men, too. But between 18 and 22, girls don't make any good decisions at all.
Well, you're not getting any more now.
Do you think girls actually listen to this show? Come on.
Oh, come on. No, it's true. We have probably an audience of one girl.
I mean, they probably, some do, and God bless her. But
that's right. So, but without guilt, a lot of people may not function effectively.
I totally disagree with you. They function incorrectly because of worry and guilt.
Because they're afraid, well, if I do this, I'll get caught, and that's not good, so I'm not going to commit this crime.
Well, that's making decisions from fear, which is even worse. Decisions from fear are primarily decisions from worry. You don't want to make a decision based on trying to avoid something bad that'll happen to you. You want to make a decision based on all the good things that'll happen when you make that choice.
But I believe,
boy, talk about a glass half empty or half full. Hello.
What, my glass just overflowed.
I see.
Yeah, your glass has been full of it for a while.
That's true. Well, if you look at, I mean, worrying, I know clients that think if they didn't worry, the whole business would go to shit, because worrying causes them to anticipate everything that could possibly go wrong and avoid it.
Worrying and planning. Do you think there's a difference between worrying and planning?
Yeah. One's like, hey, I'll make sure that happens. One like, oh my God, I hope that happens.
Well, worrying just is the emotional component of planning for some people.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. God, this is all wrong.
Why?
Because I would say to you that probably most of the good decisions that have ever been made have not been made out of worry. They've been made from good planning. I mean, there's just...
But how do you find good planning? I mean, people don't want something to happen, and so they're concerned about it. I mean, there's a fine line between concern and worry, right?
People who worry about their business, okay? They're worried, 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 worried. Do they guide their business to the brightest place the business can be? No, they're guiding their business away from all the things that might go wrong that never do.
I have some clients that, I mean, in fact, I have a partner that if he didn't worry in his brain, he would not cover his butt in all the ways he does to prevent bad things from happening.
Doesn't sound like a happy way to live. I would much rather guide my life towards the positive thing.
I just let God guide my life, and I just go on along for the ride.
So, JC, are you worried about anything? What do you worry about? You say you sometimes can't sleep at night. What do you worry about that causes you not to sleep at night?
Oh, it's all women. Right now, me and my girlfriends are on the skit, since we're going to discuss this publicly on radio.
Might as well put it out there.
And like any man, like
love
I
stinks.
It was funny because I'm awesome. Like when I was, you know, single, I didn't worry about anything. I swear to God, I was like, you know, solid rock.
Yeah, just look at me.
Yeah, like I was like Lee over there.
You notice, you're worried about and your
then,
daughter.
And then I was in a when I was in a relationship, I didn't worry about anything really either. I was just cruising. But then when she left or she took time off, you know.
I like you as a friend.
You mean she cut you off?
Yeah. Since it's been a while. And
I'd be worried too.
That's right. Your right hand gets
and
really
then I
tired.
Get worried. Yeah. I'm left handed actually.
See, well, you change
I
up.
Actually change it. It feels like a stranger.
Do we have to get into this detail? Hey. Now I'm getting worried.
The right hand's just the left hand going, but you get all the fun.
He's ambidextrous.
Hey, I broke my left wrist in high school.
Whoa, so, you really get into it.
Ambidextrous was a need. Yes. It was urgent and important.
Refer to old ass podcast. Yes.
Do you think that just maybe Andy was what held this thing together, and
I think it's,
not having him on the last couple ones have just made us.
I think
go off the deep end.
I think Andy's lucky.
That's right. So, what do you worry about? You said you worried about women. What do you worry about women?
Oh, will she come back? Won't she come back? Will I find someone else? All the same stuff. It's, you know, breaking up is stupid and sucks. I think we all know that.
We've all been there.
But other than that, I don't really worry about anything. I don't worry about money. I don't worry about bills. I don't worry about living. I don't worry about dying. I don't worry about all that. Just women.
What's interesting is we're all going to die, as far as I know. And yet most people don't worry about that.
I look forward to it, actually.
Yeah,
awesome.
That is really interesting. I think everybody realizes that dying is part of life, and you do worry about health. I think a lot of people worry about their health. I mean,
I worry about hell, but not health.
Well, no, health. I mean, you know, because the problem is that you don't want to, it's being sick is like really a bad thing, and so there's a lot that we try and do to avoid that. You know,
my mom
we,
died to avoid that.
We gobble
sick.
Down vitamins, and we, you know, we exercise, and
that's
there's,
right.
You know, and but if we're planning to be healthy, we don't do that out of worry. We do it out of planning to be healthy. Since I don't worry about my health,
you don't exercise, eat shitty food. Hallelujah! I rest my case.
Anyway, can we talk about guilt?
We're still on worry. So
well, I want to hear what you're guilty about, Paul.
My right hand and left hand. That's a decision. Guilty about. Well, sometimes I feel guilty about making a lot of money. Sometimes I feel guilty that I'm making enough money. That's some issues
now,
with money.
So that guilt, emotionally, can be draining, right? You may not allow you to make the proper decisions at times, right?
Well, it's, for example, giving money. I don't give a lot of money to the poor. Part of me feels guilty about that.
I gave money to the Drug and Alcohol Council this morning. Pretty significant sum, actually. And I did it because I saw
what
people
there. What
did you
score?
Who, you know, what do you mean? Well, actually, the
I
honest
mean, did
goodness,
you get alcohol
is,
or did you get drugs?
No,
that's
I,
right.
I scored. I scored,
and why aren't you sharing?
I scored a good feeling about myself, and I think that's a lot of times why we do
I
donate
like giving and
give.
Helping, because you don't do it for other people. You do it for the feeling you get.
Yeah, yeah,
it benefits
you do.
Other people, but really, you
and,
do it because it makes
I
it
saw
better.
People there who'd been through hell and back, and it was a really great thing to be able to participate in helping them with recovery. So I don't contribute a lot of money, but I contribute enough to make me feel good.
That's right.
But I don't do it out of guilt. Never okay. have I contributed
so,
money out of guilt.
What do you worry about?
You know, I worry about the fact that my life is going by faster and faster and faster, and I'm not clear on how to slow it down. Every day becomes more and more crowded with activities, and since I cannot logically work through how to slow that down, I guess I would have to say out of everything, that's what I worry about. I mean, constant phone calls and emails and just, man, it's all the time. It never stops.
Well, do you worry about your daughter?
I have concern for her, and concern is different from worry. I do get emotional about her situation. I had a very big challenge tonight with her, and I went through that feeling sad, but not with any guilt. My concern was to make sure that she was safe. I don't really worry. I'm more sad than anything. I don't think there's worry or guilt associated to it. I don't like her. I'm sad for her to be in the place she's in right now. And I know she won't be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sadness associated with that. But I don't know that it's either guilt or worry.
Okay. Well, I think... Well, you want to hear what I worry about?
Do you care? I thought we already...
I want to know what you're guilty about.
Yeah, I want to know what you're guilty about. No, did you do your worry thing?
All that porno
yet?
If you're really guilty you did, about, but I do it anyway.
You did a lot of worry
being
stuff already.
Being a fluffer for the guys doesn't count.
What?
So, all right, so fine. Tell us what you're worried about. Where's the couch?
That's what I say. No, I worry about sometimes, like I'm in a relationship and it's not great, but it's not terrible. I worry about,
wait a second.
Am I going to be in this thing forever or should I make it better? And so I worry about, am I really wasting a part of my life?
Oh, okay. That could be a valid worry.
I worry about, am I doing the right thing with my life? Am I making the most out of it? I worry about death sometimes, but not a lot. And it's interesting because death is an inevitable thing, yet people will worry more about whether their business is going to get better or whether the woman's going
to
leave them.
But that's totally logical to me. There's not much you can do necessarily about death. When your time comes, and it's all okay. I mean, it's if you're going to worry about something, you got to worry about living.
Yeah, but can't you worry about what happens when I die?
Nah.
Is it the big nothing, or is there actually life after death, or is there the light in the sky? You know, I mean,
well, those are all questions, but I don't know that they're worries. Why would you worry about it? Why do you care?
Why do I? Because I don't know in my heart of heart what's going to happen when I die, so I worry about it.
Yeah, I know. He's had that worry since I was born.
Yeah, I know. He had it before you were born.
Actually, it's true.
Well, let's talk about this. What can one do to reduce one's worry and guilt in life? What do you do to not worry and not be guilty?
I had a revelation the other day. Because I went and saw the blind lady I help out. She's Sufi and has her guru guy named City, and he was in town, and so we got to go up and she got to see him and spend some time with him at a guy's house.
Wait a minute, she's blind and she got to go see him?
Well, she got to go visit him. Mr. Technical.
Sorry.
Now can I finish
the story? I thought it was a miracle.
Thank you.
So anyway, and I was hanging out, and I've hung around a lot of the so-called enlightened people of the world who supposedly, know what's going on and have a connection to whatever the greater powers be. And all those people are really happy. They mellow. They have good senses of humor.
They definitely don't worry.
And they don't worry at all. So I'm like, if he knows what's happening after we die and he's not worried, why am I worried?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not worried, but why is he worried?
It's like, all the spiritual teachers of every religion... worry about death.
They're not worried about death. Well, they're not worried about life.
But that's because they're confident of where they're going to wind up.
But they're also, they don't worry about, getting mugged, or they don't worry about,
Well, I don't worry about that either.
All I'm saying is, people worry about all kinds of stuff in the world, and the people who really know what's going on aren't worried about anything. Like, if all the spiritual leaders of the world were sitting in a shelter going, oh, fuck, then I'd be like, well, maybe I'm going to start worrying.
If you knew what I knew, you'd get worried.
But I haven't seen any examples of that. Usually the ones that are,
Do you think the converse is true, that the least enlightened people worry the most?
Yeah.
That's
I think
true.
So. Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah.
Redneck, well.
I guess that makes you pretty enlightened.
Well, I don't like to brag.
You have your moments, I know.
That's right.
All right.
JC, what do you feel guilty about?
I don't feel guilt. I don't really feel guilt. Like, that's one thing I don't really get into. It's like, you do the best you can in life, and whatever goes down, goes down. And if you make a mistake, you just apologize and do your best, and comes out in the laundry.
Yeah, I think the ability to forgive and the ability to, forget what happens in the past that may be a really negative emotion, learn from it and apply it, but don't worry about it. I could feel guilty about the fact that, maybe I didn't take care of my mother enough. you know, or I could feel guilty about, gee, the last relationship, I really kind of took advantage.
But we all did. That just got laid. That's just normal.
Well, exactly. You know, and I, you know, and you can always do more. But the fact is it's like, you know, with my mother. I mean, I really did take good care of her. At least I felt like I did. Mm-hmm. I could have done more, but she was happy. I was happy, and it was great to always see her. And she's gone now, and that's fine. So, but I didn't decide to take care of her out of guilt. I did it because for the joy of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what else could I have been guilty of? What am I? What you know me really well, Paul. What should I feel guilty about?
Well, I don't. So when I think about you, worry. I think if I look at what you worry about, I'm sure you're guilty about, because I don't think you feel guilty about much, because you're not judgmental, and people that aren't judgmental tend not to be guilty because they don't judge other people, so they don't judge themselves. The people that are real judgmental, I think, tend to feel guiltier because they're judging other people, therefore judging themselves.
Wow, that's interesting. Wow, yeah.
I don't believe that.
You're not very judgmental, JC.
Yeah, right. I've been sitting here staring, watching, judging you the whole time.
That's right. So okay. I would say it's sort of like forgiveness is the key to happiness. There's books on that. That if you can forgive yourself and forgive others, or be not judgmental, then you're not going to have a lot of guilt about stuff.
Yeah.
Worry, on the other hand, I would say sometimes you worry about money. My experience is because you had a time in your life where you didn't have enough money.
Yeah.
And you worried about that a lot.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You think it did any good?
Not at all. It did bad. It didn't help me. As soon as I stopped worrying about money, it seemed to arrive.
Well, it's kind of like...
No, wait. This is really important.
Okay, fine.
Okay. I didn't cut you off, JC.
Boy, well, that means what you had to say.
It wasn't important at all.
Hey, fuck you. Okay. No. I'm sorry, JC. I apologize. Forgive me.
You better, you son of a bitch.
You better worry about him.
I'm sorry. Please
forgive
me.
You better feel guilty about that,
right?
Man.
That's right. I feel guilty about that.
I was just going to tell the analogy of the parachuting into the field and, you know, staring at the pile of cow patties.
Yeah,
the cow patties. If you stare at it and say, I'm not going to hit the cow patty, you're going to hit the cow patty. Because you're watching it, and that's what you focus on. So if you worry all the time, and you worry, where do you think you're going to go?
Sounds like a lot of bull.
You become what you think about all the time. I wonder what that is.
Ooh.
Well, it's also like the two robots and a helicopter,
you look
right?
Like a big tit.
The whole world are boobs. So
you said boob. I didn't call you a boob.
I didn't be called a boob and a tit. It's a technical term.
It's going downhill.
This is like a
I think we better
I think you said something very profound. You for a long time were poor, or you know, didn't have enough money to do what you wanted to do, and you said you shifted and you stopped worrying about it and money showed up in your life. I'm sure a lot of people out there that listen to this would like to have that same thing happen to them. So can you tell them how you went from worrying about money and not having any to not worrying about money and having a lot?
Well, the other analogy is I stopped worrying about getting laid, and I haven't been laid since. So I don't know if the theory works or not.
That's true.
So, excuse me.
You have guilt about that?
I'm telling you, Lee.
No, it's just a lot of loneliness.
And your hands are jealous of each other all the time.
I'm telling you, the Czech Republic.
That's right.
All right. All right. I'm leaving on the next jet plane.
Checks. That's right.
All right. Well, we can't answer your question, Paul, so I think we have to wrap it up.
So you can't answer my question.
No, I don't know why when
so
I stop worrying.
So all those people out there
arrived.
That are having money problems know that you have the answer to that, and you're not telling them. You should feel really guilty
Stay
about
tuned.
That. That's right.
See you next now, show.
If you
about.
Dare.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BSTpodcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, and I hope you'll join me at Tech Exec Casts, a bi-weekly technology podcast where I speak to top executives from tech industry leaders and innovators to find out their perspectives on the industry and their secrets to success in the marketplace. Show guests include executives from top social media and social networking companies, internet marketing firms, enterprise software developers, and more. Search iTunes for Tech Exec Casts, one word, or go to www.techexeccasts.com.